Catherine, unfortunately, charities are being hit really hard. Charities at the best time, they depend on public contributions. They depend on corporate sponsorship. They depend on all these things lining up so that they can get the money in to do the great work that they do on the ground in terms of cancer research, our hospices, our animal charities, all these things that are still trying to run in the background of this crisis that we're currently in. Unfortunately, because of the situation that we've been faced with, businesses closing, staff going into furlough, some staff losing their jobs entirely. People don't have the money to be contributing towards these bigger charities or these even local charities that depend on the money to do vital work. So we have asked the Health Minister, Robin Swan, to look at making a fund available to assist these charities, to help them through this really difficult time, to allow them to continue to do their work and to do their research and to help people who are on the ground who are being hit by this crisis as well. We believe that we want these charities to continue. We want them to survive coming out the other end of this crisis. And to do that, they need to be getting a pot of funding from the Health Minister at this time to allow them to sustain their businesses.
And unfortunately, due to these unprecedented times, more and more people, I'm sure, are contacting these local charities and bigger charities seeking for help. And the charities, I'm sure, are overwhelmed by what, you know, is needed out there. And as you say, no extra funding coming through the door.
Absolutely. We in Derry City and Strabane District Council, we have made a pot of funding available to local communities to provide a community response. But while we're doing that, we are very much aware that there are other charities out there that people are turning to. Even the local food bank here has been overwhelmed with the amount of people that are looking for assistance from it. So those charities, we know that even with the people, I've been inundated with people who are dependent on cancer charities to assist them and support them through this very difficult period. And they are finding that difficult as well. We need these charities to be supported. We need to sustain them because they are inundated with calls from people who need their assistance and need their help through these really trying, difficult times.